Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Hump Day Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. It's August 5th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Okay, so there was a lot of rumors going out yesterday about, hey, Apple, looks like they might be offering a mobile service. Yes, Apple has denied the media reports that is working on a plan to market communication services directly to consumers. Now, this all started with the Business Insider saying that Apple was testing a so-called mobile virtual network, in which the company would actually rent out capacity from mobile network operators and then sign up its own customers. But you can put all those rumors to rest, at least for now, because an Apple spokesman said yesterday, "We have not discussed, nor do we have any plans to launch an MVNO." That's the virtual network, by the way. So we'll see where this will lead. It's not like the first time Apple's lied, is it? Okay, so you may or may not be aware, but you know the thing that we call the World Wide Web? Yeah, it's anything but worldwide. The keys are actually in the pocket of the U.S. Commerce Department. Yeah, they're actually the ones that kind of control the internet. And it's been that way since the 1990s. Now, last year, you might remember, they agreed to hand those keys over to ICANN, as in C-A-N-N. That's the group that manages internet addresses, and they wanted them to come up with a plan. Well, now they have. It says in the 100-page document that the internet control functions will be given over to the ICANN. And the ICANN will be made up of interested parties that have no connection to any governments worldwide. Now, the technical aspects of the internet's address and naming system, yeah, all that stuff under the hood we don't really think about, that's actually going to be handled by a new legal entity that will be under contract to ICANN. And if at any time they feel that they're not doing those duties appropriately, an alarm can be raised with ICANN, and then there'll be a whole legal process. We all know how these things work. Everything should be completed in July of 2016. Yeah, I think it's probably going to be past that date, because I don't think you're going to get a lot of people saying, "Yes, we can." Hey, did you go to YouTube yet today? Have you noticed? Ooh, it looks all nice and new now. Well, that's because YouTube just got a little plastic surgery. Yes, YouTube has rolled out its new HTML5 desktop player to everyone after a few months of testing it out. Now, when you play a YouTube video on your computer, you're going to notice that the control bar at the bottom is replaced by a transparent version that disappears in a few seconds. That is, if you don't keep moving that mouse pointer over the thing. The icons are a little larger and bolder now. The loading bar is also a little thinner. And all, yes, it's a nice little facelift all throughout. But hey, don't take my word for it. Get on over to YouTube.com right now. All right, PlayStation owners, are you worried about what games you're going to get for free? Yes, the ones of you that subscribe to PlayStation's Plus service. Well, guess what? Now you can vote on it. Now, the service already has more than 60 free games a year, but a lot of gamers are saying, "Dude, you know, I'm sick and tired of the same titles and they suck. Give us something else." It's going to give users more choice about which games they want to get with a new feature called Vote to Play. This is going to let subscribers vote for a single game from a selection picked by Sony. Of course, yeah, they got to narrow it down a little bit. And after all those votes are tallied, it will be included in the future monthly games lineup. Now, this new vote feature will be available not only to PS4 owners, but PS3 owners too. Right now, though, the voting has not begun, and Sony hasn't really said when they're going to start doing it. But chances are, it probably won't be too long. It's not exactly the gaming community that you really want to tick off, especially since you were just hacked just a few months ago. And finally, do you like your Apple Watch but thinking, you know what, it needs a little class to it? Well, Nico Girard has come to your rescue. That is, if you've got $9,000. Yes, the California-based watchmaker has made a timepiece that has an Apple Watch stuck right in between it. Yes, you heard me correctly. It's a watch for your Apple Watch. Now, the watch itself includes an analog face, just in case you were missing that feature, and has a 38mm stainless steel Apple Watch on the other side of the wrist. Actually, your Apple Watch kind of acts as the locking mechanism, let's put it that way. Now, of course, if you're thinking, $9,000, that's way too cheap. Well, there is the $112,018-karat gold option, too, for you. That comes with the gold Apple Watch edition, nonetheless. So if that isn't high class enough for you, I don't know what is. Gotta say, though, I think Engadget got it right on this one. You gotta wonder, which one is the watch and which one is the accessory? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Get on over to the website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at BritishTech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Thursday, probably late edition of the BTN News Show, but we'll get you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, do your best to have a great hump day. We'll see you tomorrow. And thank you so much for listening.